Well, this morning the futures market appeared to be making some lofty promises in terms of what it was expecting from the share market this morning, but it has proved to be accurate on this occasion, and the ASX 200 started with some solid improvements. It was able to build on it, and as we move into the early part of the afternoon, we've got the ASX 200 up by around 75 points or close to 1.5%. So at the best levels of the day, the market was up by 99 points. It started with a gain of around 15 points. So what's pretty clear in terms of the position that Australian investors have taken this morning is that they are basically putting the geopolitical question to one side when it comes to the United States and China, instead focusing on the continued reopening of the Australian economy, as it were. So you can see that in the performance of various sectors, most notably probably in the case of the consumer discretionary stocks, which are being led higher by the travel-related stocks. So Flight Centre and Webjet are each up by around 14%. We're also seeing the industrial stocks do quite nicely, but particularly linkages of roads and airports. So Transurban shares are up by around 3%. Sydney Airport shares are up by around 2%. Technology stocks have been outperformers in recent times. Today, we have seen Afterpay shares rise to a new record high, having risen by about 8% last week. That stock is up by close to that in early trade today. And they have announced a new board appointment as well, but there is some pretty impressive momentum going on when it comes to that organisation in particular. So we've got bank stocks doing quite nicely at the moment. So the NAB is up by around 2.5%. Property stocks are also doing very well. We've got Scentre Group, Mirvac and Stockland up by the most part of 2%. As far as company news is concerned, one of the stocks that stands out is an organisation called the City Chic Collective. So they specialise in retailing female clothing. They call themselves an omni-channel business. So they generate about two-thirds of their sales in the online space. And their update today has highlighted that they have maintained a high level of continuity through the COVID-19 crisis. But what has really put a fire under the stock is that their online sales are up by a very substantial 57% over the course of the COVID-19 lockdown period. So that is why the shares are up by around 9%. Elsewhere, Select Harvest shares are falling quite substantially, down by 12%. They reported a 13% fall in their first half net profit to $17.4 million. Their earnings before interest, tax, depreciation and amortization down 10% to $34.5 million. They announced a dividend of 9 cents per share as their interim payment. As I said, the stock down quite substantially, down by 12%. So finally, just on the Hong Kong share market, much has been said about this over the course of recent days. The prospect of capital flight out of that jurisdiction is a big talking point at the moment. So to that end, on Friday, the index was down by more than 5.5%, suffering its worst one-day decline in around 5 years. So it has continued that sell-off in early trade today, although at its worst, it was only down by 1.7% by comparison. It's been able to consolidate at that level for the moment. So all eyes on this important market at the moment to see how investors respond to the most recent developments. And of course, things are being watched very carefully in relation to the response on the part of the United States as well. So that's still very much a live issue. The Aussie dollar did make a move higher in early trade, but has been stymied a little bit. So it's back to around 65.3 US cents.